All right. With that, we bring in Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I like Mike.
You could use a feel like him in the stands, huh?
I am on Mike. I will tell you that. I am on Mike.
Well, your game will be over in time for everybody to watch the playoff game. And, of course, SEC opener coming up Saturday at Kentucky. But you got to feel like the blowout win at UMass was a pretty good springboard for your club as you get set to head into conference play.
Well, we were excited with how we played, Kevin, and we certainly needed a good victory on the road heading into league play, and we were happy to get it. Hopefully we can play as we did in the second half and carry that momentum and good play into Lexington. We're certainly going to need it. I had a chance to watch them on Sunday against Louisville, and even though they got beat, they look like they have an outstanding team, and so some things never change. It's always difficult to win in Lexington.
But you got to feel like if you can apply some pressure, you can get them to turn the ball over and make some difficult decisions that'll hopefully be good for you.
Well, yeah, if we can apply some pressure, but that's not exactly the way we play. I would say we play about as diametrically opposed or opposite of Louisville as maybe you can, but that's okay. Our defense has been solid. I'm worried about Patterson and Meeks and certainly some of the other guys, but I like how we've played defensively and hopefully, you know, our defense will stand up to their offense. And I probably have more concerns about where we're at offensively and going in and facing what we'll see from them from a defensive standpoint.
Kevin, I think it's six straight games now. You've held the opposition to under 40%. Talk about how important it is that a lot of these young players have really bought into the way you want to play defense, the system you want to play.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, what's important and what's really refreshing as the coach is, and our coaching staff is, how these players have bought into everything. They've bought into how hard we want them to work, how together we want them to play, how hard they have to play defensively. We're trying much harder to rebound. This team has been very, very coachable and sometimes a young team can cause a coach with hair to pull his hair out. I don't know what they caused me to do, but they're really fun to coach because they try so hard to do what we want.
Kevin, it seems like in the past few times we've talked to you, I know it was early in the season, you're trying to find your identity, and you didn't really kind of have your finger on what you guys were about. I guess you were kind of just letting them show you. And after just hearing you in this first part of this interview, you sound like you're very confident and convinced of this team.
Well, I'm confident, Frank, that they're going to play hard. They're going to try hard. And, hey, we might not be good enough or capable enough to go and win in Lexington. But we might be. But what I believe about this team and what I'm confident in with this team is – we're going to go up there and we're going to guard their behinds. Now, we are going to try defensively to guard them. And now we'll have to rebound. We'll have to finish possessions. And they've got some big, long guys at the basket as usual. But the thing that I've been able to develop some confidence in is that our team is really going to try hard to defend. And again, as we continue to get better offensively, we will continue to get better as a team. And we showed signs of becoming very good offensively in the second half at UMass. So if we can continue with that growth, then I like the path that we're headed down. But if there's an identity right now, it's that I think we're right around 10th in the country in defensive field goal percentage. Now, a lot of times that can be misleading after non-conference seasons because of the kind of schedule that you play sometimes in a non-conference, and ours has been okay. It hadn't been great. It hasn't been terrible, but nevertheless, I like where we're at defensively. And if we can continue to rebound the ball and take care of it and get better offensively, then I think we've got a real chance.
Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings is our guest. You guys crushed UMass on the boards. How big of a challenge this week is do you face Patrick Patterson and also Perry Stevenson inside for Kentucky? You know, Patterson can fly in there and jam one home when you know, the ball comes off the rim. How difficult of a challenge is it to keep him from doing that?
Well, it's very difficult because they're so athletic and long. Even at their other positions, they're long athletes. Now we're longer. We're longer than we've ever been, and more athletic probably than we've ever been. But it's a big challenge, Kevin, because they're a good offensive rebounding team, and they're a good team. Period. You know, Jody Meeks and Patrick Patterson. You could make a case that they might be the two best players in the league at this point, and they happen to be on the same team. So we'll have some real challenges in front of us. Rebounding will certainly be one of them. But again, that's what you face when you go play good teams on the road. That's just what's going to happen. You're going to face good players and tough matchups and great athletes. So. Great environment. That's what we look forward to, and hopefully we'll respond.
Frank talked a minute ago about one of our previous conversations with you and trying to figure out, you know, some of the buttons to push with this team. And we talked, I remember, a few weeks ago about three-point shooters and how you drew the line on who you wanted taking the threes and who you wanted to pass up some of those looks as you got ready for conference play. Do you have more of that figured out at this point?
Well, I certainly have figured out who hasn't shot it well. I can look at the percentages and see that some guys haven't shot it very well. But, you know, I think that I don't know that we're going to put the stop sign on too many guys simply because a guy like Jeff Taylor, for instance, Jeff's three-point percentage right now is abysmal, but Jeff makes them in practice, and he makes them enough to show you that at some point in his game, he's going to be able, at some point in his career, or some point hopefully this season, he's going to make some shots from three. And I think it's important to allow Jeff to continue to grow in that way, even if we have to live through a stretch maybe like right now to where he doesn't make very many. But when he does start making them, then he's going to really, really be a difficult guy to cover because of his ability to get to the basket. So some of it you have to take a long-term perspective on. And most of our guys, if they're not good shooters, they understand when they shouldn't shoot them. And I'm okay with the three-point shots that are being taken right now for the most part. Not all of them, but for the most part. And we'll live with some misses, hopefully, to get some makes later.
Kevin, you know, obviously Jermaine Beal and A.J. Ogilvie seem like your best two offensive options right now. But Lance Goldborn coming back from mono, you've given him more and more minutes. He's putting up better and better numbers. Is he another viable offensive option? Maybe not right now, you know, on a consistent basis, but somebody that you think can really blossom, you know, down the road.
He really is, Mark, and I've been very impressed with Lance. To tell you how things go sometimes, in September and October, I was really worried about Lance and whether he was even going to be good enough to be in the rotation And then when November came, he just started coming on like crazy. And then he got mono, unfortunately. And so then I was afraid, of course, that it would take him until February to really get back to full strength. But he's recovered quickly. And he played a super game on Saturday at UMass, 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 20 minutes of play. And so if the thing that he's done consistently that really helps us is rebound. He's a very, very good rebounder at the small forward position. He can score, as you mentioned, and yes, he's a viable offensive weapon for us because he's a guy that can make shots from the perimeter. He can put it on the floor and get to the basket. He's an offensive rebounder. You know, he makes his free throws. He's a guy that can do a lot of things offensively. He's not fully polished yet, but he, as he goes along in his career, he's going to be a very good offensive player for.
And Kevin, I don't know if it's because Andre Walker went down or whatever, and he feels like he has to fill the void, but hasn't Darshawn McClellan gotten a lot more assertive on offense over the last few weeks?
Darshawn has gotten more assertive. That doesn't have anything to do with Andre's injury, because he had foot surgery, broke his foot over the summer, his fifth metatarsal. It healed real slowly. He had the surgery, and he just didn't respond very well. I think he let himself get out of shape a little bit during the time that he was hurt and down. But he has gotten healthy over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks. You can really see his conditioning start coming back, and he's starting to play much better because he's gotten in better shape. He's now fully recovered. He plays without pain. And so I think that, and that's been a big reason why we've started playing better, is Darshawn McClellan has played better. He and Steve Changang had 19 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and no turnovers in our game at UMass. If we get anywhere near that kind of production out of the 4 spot, then that's going to make us a completely different looking team.
Do you have your tape measure out, the Gene Hackman tape measure, and maybe some spare smoke bombs to get at your young guys out of locker room to get in a rup and to kind of get all that craziness? And
back-to-back years, Frank.
I know. Well, I'm just saying for the younger guys, that patented kind of speech.
Yeah, we're gonna take them up to we're gonna take them up there on Friday night. We'll practice here before we go, but we're gonna take them up there on Friday night and walk them through the gym and have them go out and shoot a few balls and understand that our balls can go in their baskets too. I may have to take the tape measure out there and pull the, you know, the baskets are 10 feet high, and oh my gosh, the court's 94 feet long, just like ours is, and that kind of thing. So, I told them yesterday it's a very intimidating place to play, and so they could choose to go up there and be intimidated, or they could choose to go up and embrace one of the most enjoyable and neat things about college basketball, and that's packed arenas, sold out venues on other people's court, and embrace it and make it fun and enjoy it and try to play their best. And so hopefully, rather than be intimidated by it, we'll go up there and embrace the environment and play well.
The smoke bomb thing's a great idea, Frank.
Yeah, it'll get them right out of the locker room onto the court. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, I hope that we're not in need of something so drastic just to get them out of the
Well,
locker.
Hey, you always have a couple in your
I
pocket.
Hope we're not that scared. I'm sure we're going to be a little tentative, but I hope we're not that bad.
Hey, Coach, we'll let you go. Thank you.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Vanderbilt head coach Kevin Stallings, our guest.